Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome to On Texas Football Sunday edition of the updates coming for the weekend. Hey, we're at March 17th. Spring football is right around the corner. They kick off in 2 days. The Texas Pro Day will be on Wednesday as well. So a lot of action coming up in this spring this week for the Texas Longhorns down here in Austin. Should be very exciting. We'll have all the updates covered for you on Texas Football and here on the YouTube channel as well. But man, the coming back to spring football just means we're going to be that much closer to the portal window opening up once again. And that just means there's going to be more movement like we saw in the winter period as well. Not saying there's anything imminent at the moment, but Texas is keeping their eyes on the defensive tackle position, as we know. And as we know, going back to January, there was a lot of eyes on a pair of Michigan defensive tackles, which is certainly interesting. One, because they're the defending national champions, and two, because Texas gets a crack at them week two in Ann Arbor to play them in the Big House. A really exciting game, and again, a lot of talent on the field, a lot of departures for Michigan last year, starting with Jim Harbaugh to the LA Chargers, who also brought defensive line coach Mike Elston to the Chargers from a year ago. So really interesting to see just what kind of movement happens with Michigan once that portal window opens up once again, because you know we all know Jim Harbaugh here, and you know if there's a corner to be cut or if there is a way that he can, you know, kind of make things easier for him and his staff and his program, things are going to be done in that matter. And he really gamed the system by kind of dragging out that Chargers negotiation tactic whenever he took that job to ensure that Sharon Moore did not see an exodus to the portal. Really brilliant stuff, really. Making sure that the portal window and the portal market for that matter, really dried up and really did not have the window that it would have had should Harbaugh have made the jump to the Chargers very early in the news cycle, right after winning the national championship, like many expected. Dragging that out really just ensured that a lot of the guys stayed on the team. For the fact of the matter, I only think really two or three Michigan Wolverines have entered the portal, only one of which having real impact on the team last year. In that, so really interesting stuff. April 15th is when that portal window opens up again. And again, two defensive tackles Texas was certainly monitoring in the January window earlier. Kenneth Graham and Mason Grant, you know, those are the two guys to really keep a close eye on. Kenneth Grant actually followed Texas and Steve Sarkisian and Tavondre Sweat on Instagram before word getting out and hitting social media. And, you know, you got to unfollow at that point, because then it just kind of gets a little interesting, as a matter of fact. One more thing of note that might make things a little bit trickier for these defensive linemen at Michigan is new Michigan defensive lineman, line coach Greg Scruggs was actually arrested Friday night for a DUI, his second DUI, first since 2011. But a history there, not great for Wink Martindale's defensive staff at Michigan. So something to keep an eye on. Again, the two Michigan defensive tackles, Kenneth Grant, Mason Graham. We'll see, again, just what kind of movement happens in the portal. Texas is also monitoring UCLA and what kind of fallout they have with Chip Kelly departing from the Bruins right there. Defensive lineman in that program, very talented. One at the top of the list for the Longhorns at the moment if he enters the portal too. So really interesting stuff. And again, that only opens up about a month from now on April 15th. Guys can declare to enter the transfer portal now, but it won't mean anything until that portal window opens up April 15th. But as we've talked about, the movement in Austin when it comes to not only spring football coming up around, but basketball is entering its postseason. The women's team just won the Big 12 tournament. Men now all sights set on Selection Sunday today. What seed will they be? Who will they be matched up with? What bracket are they headed to? And who are the top teams there? All should be released tonight, Sunday evening on the Selection Saturday or Selection Sunday ESPN broadcast. So should be really exciting times. Let's go over to the dish because it's not been the brightest start so far. Texas falls to Washington. At this point in 2024, you don't want to hear Washington at all. The Huskies, now your favorite or your least favorite animal. The cool, you know, purple and gold that Washington has is no longer cool. You just don't want to see Washington at all. And I think that is fair, you know, following the Sugar Bowl and now this series against Washington at the dish.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Never see that team again, I think, is what most Texas fans are looking at right now. But Texas now sits 10-8 in their 2024 campaign. And to say it's been rocky, I think would be, you know, putting it pretty lightly. You know, you start off pretty hot, then you go into Houston and you get swept by LSU. You blow the game to Texas Tech. You blow another big game in which you led by 8 runs to Vanderbilt. You lose the midweek to Texas A&M. Then you go to Lubbock and things start turning back around. You know, you put up a 22 spot in the opening game of that series in Lubbock and things, you know, again, you start looking at it like, all right, we just had to get over the hump. We just had to get the conference play and really settle down a little bit. You win that series in Lubbock. You win against Incarnate Word in the midweek. And then now Washington comes to town and you're sit back, you know, kind of wondering what is the identity of this team. You just don't know at the moment. You thought Porter Brown would be the face of this team. He's had a slow, kind of sluggish start so far. The pitching, especially in the back half of the bullpen, has not been great. You lose 9-3 and 5-3. Now you're starting to wonder about the offense again. It's kind of, again, it's not been great. And I have to wonder, you know, what depth are you sitting there on that Texas lineup thinking, yeah, I feel good about these guys. It hasn't been great for David Pierce's squad, and there's been a lot of unfortunate, you know, moments for this team so far. So at 10-3, Texas gets Air Force for a pair of midweek games coming up. And luckily this year, you don't have to face Paul Skeens throwing 102 at you like we saw a couple of years ago when Air Force came to town. But big series against Baylor next weekend, starting March 22nd through the 24th. It should be a series in which the Longhorns take that series. And by all means, it would be huge for them to sweep that series and really get things back in the right direction. Because again, if you don't win this afternoon against Washington and you go into a bit of a losing skid, that thing can really start sliding quickly, especially with a pair of midweek games here. not what you want to do with the heart of the Big 12 coming right up here to get going. So Texas got to figure it out. They're, you know, that baseball team is, you know, probably one of the only teams right now that's kind of slowing, I guess, the trajectory of the Texas Longhorns when it comes to returning to the Director's Cup championship circle. So it's got to carry the load there. Really interesting. But I wanted to get to spring football because, hey, like we said, only 2 days away from the start of spring football. And on top of that, we're going to begin with the NFL Pro Day because the Texas Pro Day, because I don't think a lot of people are giving it its due at the moment. Of course, 11 Longhorns should be participating more if you consider Quinn Ewers. Jet Bush will be in there as well, as will Ryan Sanborn, who will be punting and kicking in front of NFL scouts. But biggest question, who of the wide receivers will be running? I do not think you will see Xavier Worthy running routes. He ran his 4.21 at the combine. He kind of checked the one. I don't even want to say if it's a question mark or not, but he did go out there and he set the combine record for the 40-yard dash. No real need right now to go out there and run again or participate in the drills for the Longhorns this Wednesday. He will be there. He will be supporting his teammates as well. But I wanted to get to who this day is really for, and that's for guys who did not have great combines, did not have Senior Bowl invites, or did not participate in them. It's for a guy like Jordan Whittington, you know, to get in front of these NFL executives and scouts one last time and really get the idea of putting on one more time for an audition to the NFL. That's what this this Wednesday will be for Jordan Whittington. Again, he was invited to the Reese's Senior Bowl. He did not participate due to a pulled hammy, a lingering issue that affected him during the combine as well. He only was able to bench, and he did bench very well. 18 reps, was tied for fifth most of the wide receivers in the 2024 combine, but that's not the real question with Jordan Whittington. We know he can be physical. We know that he can block. The tape shows that he is a willing and a guy that embraces contact whenever he's in the blocking game. What can he do in the passing game is really where he's going to make his money. And right now, not being able to run routes, not being able to show off his hands, not being able to do tests and drills and measurements and the agility side of things, not great for his stock right now, who is kind of sitting right on that outside of the draft looking in. For a guy like Keelan Robinson, this is another opportunity to go run 4.4, maybe an opportunity to run 4.3, and that would really start looking into a potential to get drafted for Keelan Robinson. As Rod has been mentioning, the change in NFL kickoff rules could really impact how teams approach special teamers moving forward. And a guy like Keelan Robinson, in a world where kickoffs are now, I guess, more open to big returns, Keelan Robinson's stock is going up right now. Of course, I do think Jordan Whittington and Keelan Robinson, I think all of these Texas Longhorns will find homes. Will it be in the draft? That is the big question mark. And again, the Texas Pro Day is here for that reason, to kind of look at it and say, all right, now we know where these guys are officially going to fall. About a month from now, April 27th, April 24th, kind of in that range is when the NFL draft will kick off. Above anyone else, this is a huge weekend for Jalen Ford. And I think, you know, Jalen Ford is a guy who you talk to him, you sit down and you say, all right, show me diagnose what's going on this tape. He's going to give you everything that he's got. And it's going to be exactly what you want to hear from an NFL side of things. He's got the brain on him. He's got the tape. The play diagnosis is there. But the speed measurables are exactly where NFL teams are kind of sitting back and saying, you know what? We've seen the production over the last 2 years, but because we don't have our verified testing times, that speed is kind of going to be that big question mark. And again, the NFL Pro Day for the Longhorns is going to be really, really important for them to boost their stock. We saw DeMarvion Overshown go in the third round. I thought Jalen Ford was probably a little bit more productive as a linebacker, but in the NFL, where we see that hybrid mix of safeties to linebackers kind of taking over that middle of the defense, that speed and agility is really what helped DeMarvion Overshown go day three. Right now, I think Jalen Ford kind of falls into that DeMarvion Overshown went day two. I think Jalen Ford right now is in that day three range. But again, testing can certainly help his case. Another interesting storyline to follow at the Texas Pro Days. Quinn Ewers is throwing for the wide receivers and defensive backs that will be in attendance. Hey, why not? If you think every NFL scout there won't be looking at Quinn Ewers, you would be wrong. This is another great opportunity ahead of time to get a little bit of eyes on what Quinn Ewers can be this upcoming season. It should be really interesting, again, to see how he throws in front of these NFL scouts because, you know, we heard Rod talk about it. The minute you go out there for a combine setting or a pro day setting, things change. You know, it's just you out there. You're no longer with your brothers, 10 other guys on defense with you at cornerback. You had a safety over the top. You had help on the inside. Right now, when you're running your 40, when you're doing your DB drills, it is just you and every pair of eyes in the building watching you work your craft. So going to be interesting. Again, Quinn Ewers throwing for the Texas Pro Day, expected to go in the first round next year, is right now tied for the favorite for the Heisman with Carson Beck at just over 7-1. So, again, big opportunity for Quinn Ewers to kind of sit back and say, all right, yeah, y'all have your draft now because this upcoming year is going to be all me. That will be Wednesday. It will be live, it won't be live broadcasted, but it will be televised on LHN, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time afterwards. But hey, it really, really interesting time. And it's going to be very fun for the Texas Longhorns in the NFL draft. We haven't had 8-9 guys potentially getting drafted in quite a while. So especially in the top half of the draft, it's going to be exciting times moving forward. And this should just be the standard that we see with the Texas Longhorns moving forward under Steve Sarkisian, plenty of talent, whatever the words are, for the Longhorns entering the NFL. But that is all coming on Wednesday. One other thing to look forward to this week is the winning drive kicking off Monday's afternoon. Really exciting time. Me, Rod Babers, and Coach Shipley getting together. A little afternoon show talking spring football, Texas football, the NFL draft, philosophies of football. It is a real combination of intellect and talent that we have that will be joining us on Monday afternoon. So stick around. Make sure to like it and subscribe it and do all the good stuff. For now, Sunday Fun Day concludes. Find us over at ontexasfootball.com. Of course, big game for the Texas Longhorns baseball team this afternoon as well. And the Texas spring game and pro day kicking off this weekend, Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively. But for now, that will do for Sunday Fun Day. I'm CJ Vogel, and hook 'em.